No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
I know this tune.
Get your headphones on.
Morena Ange.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, before we jump into the segment, we have a little bit of a public service announcement to let people in on, don't we?
I think we
Breaking news.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking news.
And it's that I'm going regional because I've got no more school lunches to make.
So, all your chicks have flown the nest.
Yeah, yeah. So what that means for everybody is that I will come to BFM every 3 weeks and I'll come to Auckland and do appointments and see you face to face. And also, for those who I've met already, like previous patients and things, we can do phone Skype consults. That's all going ahead. And also, if you like your prescription and you want to reorder, please do so. I can set you up with codes to reorder and that sort of thing. And I've got a full dispensary up north and I can put it in the courier to you.
Yay!
But that means we won't be having you every Monday as we normally do.
It's
to
every
start our
third
week.
Monday.
Oh, every third Wednesday, was it?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every
third
Wednesday. Wednesday. So starting October the 16th.
So it's not goodbye. It's just a little bit of a change.
It's a change in format.
It's the end of an era and the start of a new one. Start
yes.
A new
one. And I'm still contactable
long,
and still
how long
about.
Have you been doing BFM for, Ange?
I would say 22 years.
22 years,
yeah.
Blimey. That
yeah.
is pretty amazing. Well, we're glad
it's been
that,
fun.
We're glad that you're still doing it.
Yeah,
it's
I'm going to look forward to it every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, oh, well, yay,
so
what do we
so
talk
we,
about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's a good thing.
As we do every week, we've already got a flurry of texts coming in for you, Ange.
Cool.
Shall we start with this one? Someone's got a weird itch on their big toe. No fungal and no rash. Feels rather deep and it's not a normal surface itch. Have you got any suggestions for what that
yeah,
could be?
Yeah, I start to wonder whether that's a neuralgia or more nerve then, and you're mixing it up.
Because what is a neuralgia?
It's usually to do with the skin, you know.
Okay.
So neuralgia is a nerve that's, you know, causing irritation.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes it's numbness and tingling or... Yeah, it's a bit confusing, the description that's here. Mm. And just check lower back for, you know, L5. Sort of region, you know, have you strained your lower back? Because
what's the
really?
L5
can
region?
That cause an itch in your foot?
Well, no, it's a neuralgia.
Oh,
you know, the
yeah,
nerve
right.
goes down to your big toe there.
Interesting.
And sciatica and things like that.
Which
so,
part of your back is the L5 region?
Oh, lumbar.
Lumbar. Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
So if you've done that, so you could try swimming and things like that, or go to an osteopath or physiotherapist, doctor, those sorts of things, just to check,
nice.
You know, if anything's happened to your lower back. It's a bit of an unusual description, I'd say, and I'm sort of thinking if it's that deep, it was more sounds like nerve than, because an itch is to do with skin.
Yes. So this is kind of deeper, you think it
yeah.
could be.
And B
nerves.
Vitamins will give you peripheral neuralgia. So if you're low in B vitamins, so have your whole grains and oats and brewer's yeast and things like that, that will give you some B vitamins.
We hope that's helpful for you, texter.
We had a caller earlier in the show which asked me to ask you, what are the good fats that we should be eating? Is coconut one or is that bad?
Yes, no, this is not so good actually. It's vegan. Coconut oil is vegan. It's a medium chain fatty acid. It's a saturated fatty acid. But my daughter who's doing Biomed in Otago go, look, this is a fad, and it's also, and it's got no cholesterol, by the way, so that because it doesn't come from an animal.
That's what they were asking about. Is the
yeah, there's no cholesterol in it, but it does drive up the cardiovascular parameters like triglycerides and things, so it does still adversely affect your blood lipid profile.
So a bit of moderation is needed.
Yeah.
So what would be a better fat to be incorporating into your diet?
Yeah, so cold pressed olive oil is good, you know, and otherwise...
Also vegan?
And also vegan, yep. And when you want to use other oils, then you head into more omega-6, which is, you know, a little bit pro-inflammatory, but you need a certain amount of it. So I use things like grapeseed oil, which is in glass, and cold-pressed sunflower oil, and I can use those in cakes and things like carrot cake and those sorts of things. And on my website, I've got all those cakes that you can make with oil, and much easier than cream and butter and sugar.
This is very true.
Yeah.
And they usually are much moister as well, which
you
know, a win-win.
Cold-pressed. You'll see on rice bran oil, it's cold-filtered. You know,
but you want pressed or is
cold pressed? Yeah, because you know, they use high temperatures to extract it out of the rice bran, and they also put it in plastic, which you don't want.
No.
Plastic and oil don't go together, you know, because the plastic leaches into the fat.
Well, not great. Not good. You heard it here.
Yes.
Hey, Ange, Chris would like to know: do your nails grow faster in spring?
I think they probably do, and it's more because we're outdoors and you get all that sort of sunshine and things like that. You know, it's a bit like with feet and you take them out of the shoes and the socks and that sort of thing, and your toenails grow faster in summer too.
So it's
and
not
they say
all
children
in your head.
Grow in summertime. You know, oh, they come back from Christmas holidays, and man, they've grown.
Yeah.
So there is something in that. Probably
we're
all
just
of
like
vitamin
little,
D.
Little flowers. We all need the sun.
Yes. We do.
We've got another one here. Hi BFM, can you ask Ange what can help get over barley belly as fast as possible?
Saccharomyces boulardii was a really good probiotic for traveller's diarrhoea.
Nice.
And then I'd use things like stewed apple and yogurt. And
what does stewed apple do?
It's got pectins in it, so after diarrhoea and things, it helps sort of tune up your gut mucosa again.
Nice.
I didn't know that. That's a great little
And then
tip.
You can just
good
use rice and miso soup and things like that just to get your strength back. But if it's ongoing, because some people have had raw fish and they've got parasites, just saying, then come and see me because we'll need to get rid of them.
All right. That's very important then.
Yeah. So people know, they go, God, ever since I went to Bali, or it can be anywhere, you know, I just haven't been right. And then needing to find about 3 toilets from home to work, you know, they get them to pull over. It's like, yes, this sounds like an infection.
Someone's texted in saying, in regards to the itchy toe, that it sounds like chilblains. Could that be right?
Yeah, that could be right. But that's more a burning itch, more, you know, you see the purple bubble,
right?
You know, and and it's like going from cold to hot really quickly, and that's more peripheral, it's not deep.
Well, we've got
anyway,
another
could look at it. Yep,
we've got another query about the fats thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think the health benefits of using butter in the old school way, I don't know what that means, rather than coconut oil? Obviously, it's not vegan, but is it healthful as Western Price fans believe?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of butter actually, and it's far better than margarine, which is heated, twisted, and had hydrogen ions. You've got to make that in a factory. So you always come back to, like, could I make it in the wild, you know?
Yeah.
And you can churn butter and make that. You can do avocado, you can cold press oil.
Avocado,
you know,
is going to be the other thing. Is that a good fat to be?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Ange and Tess, so, I can see a couple of people lurking in the doorway here.
And butter's got vitamin A and D, by the way.
Yes,
oh my goodness! Oh, thank you.
Just for some visual imagery going on here, a lovely cake delivered by Sarah and Amelia.
Yay. By making
Ange.
Oh, thank you.
It's almost like it's your birthday,
kind of. It's been so much fun. I love BFM. You guys are cool, and it's just been such a great thing. And it goes on.
It goes on. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. But it definitely is important to mark 22 years of
every
Monday fixing the Tamaki Makaurau issues, everybody's illnesses. Thank you so much,
Ange. I've come in with bouncer nets and babies and all sorts. But we did it.
We did it. Hey, we did it. And now you get to go and chill out a bit up north. But, you know, you'll be back monthly, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'll be coming with all sorts of ideas.
What kind of a cake have we got here? It looks amazing.
It is apple and sage.
Apple and sage.
We're just talking about how good stewed apple is for you.
That's right.
Pectins. Hey, thank you.
Yum. Oh, I'm going to have another coffee with this.
We've got
Just like Patti Smith.
Exactly. Hey.
We've got a caller. Oh, no, we've lost them.
Oh,
they've gone. Oh, they might have wanted to say thanks, Ange. I feel like they probably would have.
Oh, cool.
So I'll say that from them.
Well, we'll see you on October the 16th, I believe, is the next time.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Let's enjoy this cake while the sting plays. Thank you, Ange.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks,
that was
all the listeners.
Naturally.